קוראים בספר.
Reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 1944. The three olamot, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, Arem 97. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 1944. Arem 97, the words of the Ari. Therefore, our intention on the day of Shabbat is to raise the Olamot to their true place as in the beginning, and not to lower them outside the Shabbat zone. And this is the meaning of, I have bathed my feet, how shall I dirty them? Therefore, one should not leave the Shabbat zone because he goes out to the place of the Klipot, the place where Asiya stands during the weekdays, now after the sin of Adam. As explained in the Mishnah of the Kitea, amputee, he goes out with its crutches and also in the corrections above. Again, item 97. Therefore, our intention on the day of Shabbat is to raise the worlds, the Olamot, to their true place as in the beginning, and not to bring them down outside the Shabbat zone. And this is the meaning, I have bathed my feet, how shall I dirty them? Therefore, one should not leave the Shabbat zone because he goes out to the place of the Klipot, to the place where Asiya stands during the weekdays, now after the sin of Adam. As explained in the portion of the amputee, he goes out with his crutches and also in the above corrections.
Meaning the state of the worlds when they were created were from Chazev Yetzirah and upward, from the place of Chazev Yetzirah and upward. Then, towards the Shabbat, there was the ascent, and they rose above Parsa, except for the lower six of Yetzirah. After the sin, they came down to their correct place, which is the siyum of the world of Asiya, of the place of the world of Asiya, and that's actually what remained. The zone remains the zone of Shabbat, whereas the worlds rise to Shabbat, then from Chazeh of Atzilut to the place of the Parsa includes the zone of Shabbat, which includes within it the first six of the place of Bria, which is the Ibur of the Ir, the Malchut of Atzilut of the Ir, which is called the Garden of Eden, and from Chazeh, from the place of Bria to the place of Yetzirah, there's 2,000 more Amma, the zone of Shabbat. So we have the Ibur of Shelir and the Tchum of Shabbat, the zone of Shabbat, which is 6 and 10, 16 Sfirot, until the Chazef Yetzirah, whereas even though all the worlds rise to Atzilut, there's the illumination of Atzilut also below that, and the Klipot cannot rise above the Chazef of Yetzirah. But from the Chazef of Yetzirah downwards, that's the section of the Klipot. That's where they can be. The illumination of Atzilut cannot rise, be there, and we will see what we get from that, both for the good and for the bad, seemingly. Questions? There are none. Okay.
Item 98, the words of Dari. And the entire descent of the Olamot in that degree is during the weekdays. But on the eve of Shabbat, they begin to rise. And so they rise one degree after degree, until Shabbat noon, as explained in its place. Indeed, the matter briefly is as such. From the end of the fifth hour of the 6 days, the world begin to ascend and ascend after an ascent until it is found that in the repetition of the additional prayer of Shabbat, the Olamot are in a state where they were when Adam Rishon was created, which is the first Bechina out of these three Bechinot, where the bottom six of Asiya are in the place which are the first six of Yetzirah during the weekdays. And the last 14 Sefirot, they are the last four of Yetzirah, and 10 Sefirot of Asiya, they are vacant and empty. Again, Adam 98. And the entire descent of the Olamot in that degree is during the weekdays. But on the eve of Shabbat, they begin to ascend. And so they ascend degree after degree until Shabbat noon, as explained in its place. Indeed, the matter briefly is as such. From the end of the fifth hour of the sixth day, the Olamot begin an ascent after ascent until, in the repetition of the additional prayer of Shabbat, the Olamot are in the state they were when Adam HaRishon was created, which is the first Bechina out of these three Bechinot, where the bottom six of Asiya are in the place which are the first six of Yetzirah during the weekdays. And the last 14 Sefirot, they are the last four of Yetzirah, and 10 Sefirot of Asiya, they are vacant and empty.
Questions? We actually talked about this. Only here he talks about the ascents and descents. The worlds were created, they stood from Chazev Yetzirah upward. Then the ten Sefirot rose in the first ascent of the eve of Shabbat. And they went down to the Siyum of the whole place of Asiya. And then they rise and descend accordingly. So we have several ascents. The ascent of the eve of Shabbat, the ascent of Shabbat of in the morning, we will learn about. That's the reading of Shema at night. And there's the Krishma of the dawn. And then in the prayers until the Musaf, the addendum prayer. And then to the Mincha of Shabbat, the great ascent. And then there's already another descent. What did Esther?
Ascent and descent of the Olamot, it's necessarily an ascent and descent of the soul, the Neshama of Adam HaRishon. Is it parallel, similar?
It's parallel. One influences the other. The ascent or the descent of the worlds influences the soul of Adam HaRishon, because the soul of Adam HaRishon is a result of the world. Although the soul of Adam HaRishon is the more internal prina, since there's what we call a godly part from above, which does not happen in the worlds. The worlds are systems. So these systems rise and go down, just like there is in our world, still vegetative and animal, and there's some creature which is very special called man. What is there special in man? The force of creation that doesn't exist in an animal. And that's why on one hand you could say they're still vegetative and animal. Ask the doctors, ask the biologists, the zoologists, they'll all tell you there's no difference. A person is a person, an animal is an animal. But there's something, well, maybe you could say psychology, but there's something in it that is special.
Adam
by a person developing slowly, and it spins above nature. He creates, builds that which was not there prior to that. You could say, oh no, animals too, look how they live, how wise they are, how they are building themselves. They construct their homes, how they their nests. These are all through their instincts. Their instincts. Only accordingly to the instinct and the environment, it aims a person towards where he'll get along in nature, for him to get along. But that's what comes from his nature. And it operates only so that it'll be comfortable for him. Whereas with the person, no. He has some kind of destructive force. He doesn't work just to be comfortable, but rather he has a drive to develop, to understand. Well, it's the force that we call it of Yetzirah, of creation. That is a godly part from above. Since the Creator is the Creator, He creates, a person also has that same spark in him. This spark can work under the framework of this world only, and can work also towards the upper world, where a person builds and arranges for himself the upper world in his place, in the upper world, not just in this world. So, but also in corporeality and also in spirituality, a person is a result of the environment to start with, as he was born from the worlds in spirituality. He was born from the still vegetative and animal in our corporeal world. But after he was born and develops, meaning after he rises on his feet, as we could say, then he goes through the point of his birth and begins to improve the world. And also in spirituality, it's the same. Meaning from a certain point onwards, where the worlds grew a person, the worlds of Bia grew a person, the Adam, the person, starts to not just intermingle with himself and influence himself, but he also starts to influence them. Influence, this bestowal, is through raising of man. Certainly, through the worlds, he connects to the force which is in the worlds with the Creator. And the worlds raise him, and a person does those actions where he operates specifically through that concealment. It gives him the force of development. The concealment causes development. And then, when he rises above the concealment, he begins to connect to the force that develops and begets him. And then he is in a state that he is connecting with the Creator and is improving the worlds, raises them, not participate, but he doesn't take advantage of. He operates them, he uses them, meaning the relation between a person and the worlds and the Creator is a dynamic relationship. There are many ascents and descents, relations between them. The Creator is more concealed or less according to the worlds or according to the person who's concealing them. All those three components are constantly in a change of relationships between them. And all of this so that a person by the worlds will come to a state in which, when he comes to equivalence with the Creator, instead of concealing the Creator, they reveal the Creator. But many states. And all of this only in accordance with the Adam, with the person. Днепр.
Сейчас же тоже происходят подъемы и спуски миров. Как они влияют на разбитые части? Мы говорим о Адаме, Адаме исправленном, что на
него... How the ascents and descents of the Olamot affect us? Can we somehow use it for our advancement?
We can't talk about that yet. In order to not get confused, the ascents and descents, there are individual ones towards the special people who are in a special personal connection with the Creator. Of course, that also has an influence, but it's a very specific way to all of reality. There are ascents and descents in the general state towards humanity. There are ascents and descents towards those people who are on their path, on the way to revealing the Creator as He's bringing them closer. So in them, the ascents and the descents are from a different form. But we need to learn that. It's not simple. But they're connected to one another. There is a connection between them. We see even in the astronomical system, there's the sun, the moon, earth, all kinds of other factors that we usually don't understand or know. We don't take them into account, but they're also in having an influence upon us, either through the sun or through the moon influencing earth, or to the contrary. There are systems, in short, they're all integral systems that are influencing mutually. That's how we are. Meaning we are dependent on the world, and the world depends on us. We're dependent on humanity, and humanity is dependent on us. And between the souls that are already in disconnection from this world, meaning that seemingly don't appear in bodies, and we think that we do, it's... We will learn about that.
Olam ascends and causes that the place he lives remains empty. What does it mean that a world ascend and the place he lives remains empty?
Again.
What does it mean that Olam ascends and makes it so that the place he lives remains empty?
There is no empty space in the world. Rather, this place remains without the bestowal like it had before. There's an addition of bestowal that was there before. It disappears. That's called that the world that was in this place is now gone. And it could be that in that place right now, there's a different influence that appears there. There's no place without bestowal. The place itself is bestowal. There's the place of the worlds, which we talked about not once. These are kilim of the Nekudot of Sag, Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. And then they were restricted to the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, but they're nevertheless very high kelim, kelim of Binah, that were restricted because they want to connect with Malchut. And we need to talk about that. The Tzimtzum, the restriction operates on them to their benefit or to their detriment. What happens with them? And that's the place. This place can rise and it can descend because it's Nekudot of Sag. A Parzuf can go up and it can go down. That's the place. And then in that place comes the world of Nikudim and shatters. But nevertheless, there's no lack in spirituality, meaning even in that place, something appears from those states that were there prior to that. Because the world of Nikudim was also, other than causing in its emergence and shattering to the worlds of Bia, but it also filled the restricted Nikudot of Sag. Also after that, the place that is filled by the worlds of Abiyah. And the worlds of Abiyah are nevertheless worlds. These are kilim that were discerned from the shattering of the kilim from the world of Nikudim, and because in the kilim of Nikudot of Sag, Tzimtzum Bet occurred, the second restriction. As the second restriction is dividing the kilim of Binah to all kinds of parts. Gar of Binah, Zat of Binah, Zeranpin, Malchut, meaning these are nevertheless qualities of Binah. Therefore, the Olamot, the worlds, belong to the Kelim of Bina, despite the fact that Malchut is intermingled there, diminishing, changing the qualities of Bina somewhat, but these are nevertheless Bina. And then the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, those places are places of Kelim of bestowal. And they, in a higher degree, from the souls that come there, shattered, corrected, all kinds. Because olamot, worlds, we don't feel them, just like we don't feel this world where we are. We don't feel the system. We can only investigate and say, this is connected to this, and this is connected to that. We're bestowing this way, we're influencing that, and the system of the world is influencing us that way. But for us to really feel this, just like I feel friends or something that's here, no. The systems, meaning the connection, the net of connections between us, which connects us together, which operates us, as we influence it, it changes. There's a certain mutuality, an interaction between me and reality. No, that's not clear to me. That doesn't happen here. It's not something that is revealed here to me. This is the connection of a person with the olamot, with the worlds. Slowly, slowly we attain that, and by that we start to work to control reality, and through the control of our connection with the place, changing a place changes his fortune. We already start to work on ascents and descents, but that's all above reason, like we learned before. That's how it happens. So accordingly, we are already starting to control our fate. Our se'arot, our hair, the corrections of Reisha Dikna, kind of, well, this is the connection with the olam, with the world.
Why do we say the compartment of the klipot and the olamot, we say ascend and descend?
Wait, I still have Kiev. Enough of Jerusalem for now. Kiev.
In general, why the ascent, and why, what was the cause for the ascent of the olamot, of the worlds?
Good question. Because there is the beginning of creation and the end of creation. The end of creation obligates all the actions. That's the answer that, you, if you remember it, it's correct to everything. For everything. Why do I feel now like this? because the end of creation is obligating you. Why did I respond to this way? Or why am I responding this way or that way? Because the end of creation is compelling you to do so. I could have responded differently. There is free choice, I like this or like that, somewhat in something. But eventually, the end of creation obligates you to do so. Therefore, we can't talk about a person when the soul emerged and it's still an angel, meaning under the complete control of the system, and then the system shatters it. As it's written, it came to him in while he was not paying attention, kind of like in a cunning way. We didn't know what to do, like a baby that says, it broke on its own, what do you want from me? And he's right. He doesn't understand cause and consequence. And anyone who negates does so only in his own flaws. And therefore, he shattered. After he shattered, and the system begins to correct, then it starts to correct the olamot also in accordance with how Adam was shattered, so that they will be adapted to the Adam, to this shattered system that's in him. It turns out that in the worlds of Abiya, which just rise and come down, there's no shattering in them already. Nothing. But they're from the shattered kelim of the world of Nikudim. And therefore they can understand, feel, be in a connection with Adam Rishon. And Adam Rishon, after those worlds, begins to correct. Not on his own. But here there are many things that he needs to be in. The system which is closest to him, which starts now to correct, is called this world, where he is in a small klipa, and around him, the system called this world is established. And when this system got stabilized, a person starts to receive awakening to learn the system, to connect to it. Of course, a negative awakening, because he's egoistic. So he needs stabs to get himself into this system. And then it really awakens up more. That's how we develop in this world. There's a lot to learn about this. These are systems that are very, very complex. Very complex. There are all kinds of screens, curtains, all kinds of many, many systems. Many. Until we start, but we're already going to get to know them later from above, because we are already connecting to more superior forces to them. Peter.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
We just read from the words of the Ari, where it was said that the ascents and descents of the olamot, of the worlds, it was written about the entering a state of Shabbat, and then you explained that Adam is different from an animal because of his force of creativity. So, can we... I'll say something else. You said that all the olamot are actually a projection of Adam HaRishon, and man's ability is by finding in the Olamot the quality of the Creator. This is our ability to create.
I don't exactly understand what you're asking. Let's continue and it'll be more understood to you. For the time being, there are a few things that you said correctly, but the connection between them is not good.
No, Astana.
Well, Astana.
You answered it partly.
I'm asking, in short, just the question.
Let's say Olam HaBriah will be corrected in Atzilut. But what forces it again to descend below the Parsa?
The world of Bria, and in general, all the worlds rise from the upper light that shines upon them from the world of Insof through Adam Kadmon, through the Bartzuf Sag. A light illuminates upon them through Tabur, below the general Tabur, and then from that light, in its influence, all the worlds ascend, and all the worlds descend. The ascent and descent of the worlds can be caused by the light of Ein Sof that's shining upon them from Malchut of Ein Sof. That's called the awakening from above. Awakening from above, and it can be, and there can be an ascent of the worlds by the souls. Adam HaRishon, as we call in general, the souls of Adam HaRishon ask for an ascent, correction, and then the worlds must raise this deficiency, this man, to Malchut of Ein Sof. From Malchut of Ein Sof, the light comes down and raises the worlds. Meaning always the ascent of the worlds is by a light that shines from Malchut of Ein Sof upon the systems of Abiya. However, the question is whether it was preceded by man from the souls, then it's called awakening from below, or it's through the general plan of bringing everyone to the end of correction, as the general plan is in Malchut of Ein Sof, and that's called an awakening from above. There are big differences in that too, where the deficiency comes from above or from below. That's the difference between Beito and Achishena, in due time and in haste, the short path or the long path, and so on. Moscow?
How the concealment develops man? What is this mechanism?
Concealment develops a person because the concealment operates on us just like it's operating in us, on us in this world. When I feel the concealment, I feel it as torment, as suffering, because what's concealed, the force of good is concealed. And then that awakens me to seek a better state than the concealment. And then I search. That's how I came to the group. That's how I'm sitting here at 3 o'clock at night. And so on. Why? Suffering. A lack of light. That's the concealment.
Когда появляются земные страдания, то есть земные страхи.
When corporal torments appear, meaning fears in corporality, and I have to replace them with spiritual fear or spiritual awe, or not to think about it, erase it, or should it remain? How do we work within that system with our fears? I apologize if it's not exactly according to the topic.
I understand you very well. When fears and anxiety comes to a person, first of all, there is an article, that that's when he has to be reminded that there's none else besides him.
Shamati 138, the matter of fear that comes sometimes to a person.
Article 138 in Shamati. Translate for him the number, and even if there's someone, please send it to him in Russian or in English too. So without such negative feelings that we actually all the time feel, we cannot advance. And thank God, the upper system, the Creator, is constantly making sure to that he'll shake us up and send us such negative awakenings. The problem is that in a positive awakening, the problem with a positive awakening is that we start to get prideful. We start to calm down. And we don't awaken by positive awakening. And that influences us in a bad way, because our ego then immediately starts to go crazy. Whereas if we get torments, we immediately are thinking how to run away from that and what to do and why do I get this and why is this coming my way? Meaning it turns out that the egoistic desire, until it receives some component of the desire to bestow, it can advance only through sufferings. And if it's not by sufferings, then please, you're given an opportunity, which, without suffering, through the greatness of the Creator that you reveal in the group. That's not suffering, relatively not suffering, because you nevertheless need to engage in the greatness of the Creator, which is for you not such a great pleasure for the time being. That's why you're not involved in that for the time being. But there are positive actions that we can develop and advance by them without suffering. Because suffering we cannot invite upon ourselves. If we think that we're inviting some kind of sufferings, it's a lie. It's a lie. It can't be. But it's the fact that I'm kind of cheating myself. Therefore, after all the means that I can say to myself, so in what will I engage? Maybe I will study from morning till night, or altogether incorporation in the group to raise the group upwards, to raise the Creator through the group upwards. As much as I raise them, that's the way that I can advance on this path without suffering. But other than that, only sufferings can move me from my place.
A question about how to study the study of the Ten Sefirot. I feel that it is very complicated to understand something because all the different stereotypes that exist in the terms ascent, descent, night, day, such things, this somehow connects to the corporeal world. So how can we refrain from that or to cope with it?
You can't avoid and you can't prevent that. Slowly, slowly, with time. It's a matter of time. Don't exert effort. With time, it will settle. And it will take on the right form. Slowly, slowly, let the light work. And if you think that you, through some intellectual effort or even emotional effort, can do it, it's not true. Simply hear it more and more and more, even more. Do all kinds of pictures, diagrams. It helps. But don't think that from today to tomorrow it will pass. We're inside a system of this world. It's controlling us. It's very difficult for us to disconnect from it. For me to hear morning, night, day, all kinds of definitions as such. So in the beginning, I'm thinking about what I'm used to in this world. And slowly, slowly, you later, all of a sudden, will start to see that, no, you're thinking of something else. When you come to the lesson and open the book, you change the screen. You see a different picture. Spiritual definitions. You're talking to a person about weather or something. You enter into his screen, into his picture, into his form. That's how it is. Two worlds. Well, Neper last, he's been wanting to ask for some time now.
I wanted to ask about how the connection between us influences the worlds. It is said that Israel are higher than all the worlds. So how to use the force of connection between us in order to hasten the correction of the world to be incorporated in the worlds?
But you said it yourself. Leave the microphone. Let go of the microphone. You said it yourself. That Israel operates on the world. Only Israel. Who are Israel? People who connect between them and from their connection become a group where there is one desire, one goal. Their efforts connect somehow together. This is called Yashar Kel. Why Israel? Because they want to resemble, be similar to the Creator and the forms of connections between them. These are people that connect this way, operate on the world this way, on the worlds. That's it. Try. Okay, where are we? Wait. Yes, Terence.
A question from Africa. Can you explain once more what is an ascent and descent of Olamot? There is no motion, movement in spirituality.
There's no movement? Where is it such a thing? No. There's no... Spirituality... cannot be lacking. In spirituality, there cannot be lacking. There's no lack in spirituality. If there was some form, it remains, and in its place, and not in, even in its worth, but upon it, clothes a new form. So the ascents of the worlds, the descents of the worlds, this is constantly there. Every change, every moment. What is this moment different than the previous moment? You feel different? Around you something changed? Where is that from? As there's constantly changes. Constant changes. No moment is similar to its friend. To another. So where does this come from? Usually from the awakening from above. You could say, wait. Through the awakening from above comes 99% of the changes. And we maybe make one change here? 1% of all the changes? And that's our work in all the worlds? Yes. Yes. And by this we become similar to the Creator? Yes. How could it be? All the changes come from above. I just respond to them sometimes a little part of the soul, something. Yes, that's enough. Do what is upon you to do. By this, you are moving all the worlds. That's enough. You know, look at what Adam does. The small person in this world, look at what he's doing with earth. Soon, man is going to explode this earth. That's the power of our work. We don't recognize it. For us, power is hurricanes, earthquakes, and volcanoes. No. We influence through our intention. And the one intention is able to change everything in reality from one end to another. But the intention needs to be mutual, shared between people as they agree upon one intention and one goal. And then, by that, as it's written, the righteous build the worlds. They truly, and they ruin the worlds. No, that's it. Yes.
A question of a friend. In what the partsuf of Adam HaRishon that closed another partsuf, in what is it different from Malchut that closed Zer Anpin? What is special about the partsuf of Adam HaRishon?
I don't know. Tell me the difference between you and a cat or a dog. A little. Say, what's the difference?
Not much.
Not much that we can see. But nevertheless, what, yes? What's the essential difference? You have a brain, he has a brain. Feelings they have, more than you. Senses, etc. What is the difference? The essential difference?
Perhaps the ability to choose, as we've said.
Nice. Well, so what are you asking? That's the only point? Who to choose? Under who you want to be? Who to be similar to? They don't have such a question. A cat doesn't think, how will I make myself similar to my landlord? They don't think that way. And even against my nature. Woo-hoo. Just think what a difference there is between you and a cat. But other than that, no. I even have certain recordings of Rabash who's saying there, what's the difference between an animal and a person? What difference? The whole difference is internal. To who I want to belong to. So a cat to his owner, you need to find your owner.
Can I ask a question of my own?
And then I have to give it to Tiran's also. Well, ask.
We learn that there are a few states here. One state when Adam HaRishon was created in Chazed de Yetzirah, a second state when Adam HaRishon rises to Chazed de Bri'ah, and then we say that he was shattered. He goes down to the end of Asiya.
Well, ask, because what you said is all kind of...
Why to start with? Our purpose is to recognize the Creator out of the inversion, out of revealing the evil, if I understand the system correctly.
Yes.
So why wasn't he created to begin with from the end of Olam Asiya? Why do we need those different states?
Well, and what would he do then if he wouldn't be born circumcised? He would be born an angel. What would he then do? First of all, it's according to the order of the degree he was born that way. According to the order of the degree, after the world of Nikudim, after the Reshimot of the Reshima, rose from Rosh of Sag, Aleph Shoresh, and then they started to create Atzilut, Briah, Yetzir, Asiya, and then from rising to Abavim of Malchut, he created this of Atzilut. He built that. We don't even know where he was born yet, upon which Reshimot he emerged. The Pratsuf of Adam HaRishon was born. And it needs to be, first of all, in the degree of Bina. First of all, in the degree of Bina. And then he falls to Malchut. And where is it written that everything that starts has to be first from the right and then to the left, and then again from the left to the right? There is such... Rabash writes about that. Well, find that excerpt if you know it. I forget the places. What am I trying to say? Because you can't differentiate the left if you won't find it first and from the right. In order to see darkness, you have to have a little light. Otherwise, you won't identify that you're in darkness. Talk to people who are blind from birth. Well, so what? They get along in life. It's difficult for them in our modern world with everything we built because it's unnatural. But in the natural world, if they were living in a forest or in a field, like according to the nature of man, they wouldn't feel any problem. We're missing many other senses. We don't know that we're missing them. What? You can add microscopes and telescopes to my body? That's not called senses. That's just expansion of my current senses. But more senses? I don't know. Look, with one sense, how I don't get along, to add that. This is why you first need light and then to see the darkness, because of the advantage of light from darkness. But it first needs to be so, and therefore everything, by the way, this is something to take on for us. In anything that I go to investigate in my life, I must first go to the right. To the right. I look at you. Yes, I feel like criticizing you and I stop myself. I go to the right. But, yes, he has a nice chupchik and he has a pleasant smile. He also knows how to play his little melodica and all kinds of things. Hey, smiley. What else can I say about you good? Well, something, yes? And then I can come to the criticism. But first in protecting those good things. Always so. Otherwise, we don't know how to scrutinize the left. Otherwise, my ego is truly speaking alone. Grandpa, what happened?
Adam HaRishon was born circumcised. So my question is, how can it be that he was all in bestowal? How can it be that the six sefirot of Asiya in him, which reached Parsa, apparently they couldn't rise above?
No, if he were to wait, that was the awakening from above. On the fifth hour, the worlds began to rise. And then they rose 10 degrees. And six lower of Asiya remained below. And the reglaim of Adam HaRishon, the reglaim, the feet of the soul of Adam HaRishon, he would wait to the entrance of the Shabbat, the true Shabbat, Shabbat is considered that all the worlds rise to Atzilut, then he too would rise with them. And then he would all be in order to bestow. But because upon his Tanhim, he did not receive the force of bestowal from Atzilut, because they are his Tanhim, those Sfirot, are below Parsa. So when he started to receive in order to bestow, because those Sfirot are below Parsa, he received in them in order to receive. Well,
so that was his action?
It happened prior to the time. That's
prior
how it's written.
Prior to the time, okay.
It's too early before the time. He wanted to sanctify himself too fast, to be completely in order to bestow. Minsk? I don't see Minsk. They're not showing us groups that are asking. Yes. So who's sitting there in the video switcher that is not letting us see groups that are asking? Dion, I don't want to be in this way. Minsk, please.
Can you hear us?
Well,
what is the role and what is the difference
Эх? Спросите по-русски, но дай
слух. Say it in Russian.
Различие между разделом, областью и миром.
What's the difference where there's just a separation and separation on in a section, an area, and a separation between worlds? In spirituality, we have many changes. Sfirot divide each to 10 and 10 and 10 and 10 like that until Ein Sof. And therefore, the sfirot that connect with a 10. Each sfira of a 10 connect together and they become one sfira in a bigger system, in which such 10s connect each to a specific 10 and so on. Meaning all together, we are all connected to 10 main sfirot, the original 10 sfirot of Adam HaRishon. And those 10, when they divide to 10, 10, 10, so you have many such, we call them degrees. Not area, regional or area ones or worlds. No, if we're talking about the soul of Adam HaRishon, we're talking only about the 10. That's it. Okay.
During the study of the 10 Sefirot, during the study of the 10 Sefirot, is it important to ask for the light to influence the friends so that they will feel that the light influences them? Is it more important than I think that I can be somehow oriented in that?
It's important for us to learn Tess, even just one letter up on top, but we will all talk and all get incorporated and all be together. From us gathering together, we will draw the light upon us. From us reading a few pages this way, nothing will remain. Nothing will remain. We need to build the internal kelim and to understand the tes inside the soul, the structure of the worlds, the structure of the souls. We can do that only from the connection between us. That's why I will be very happy if we will, like that, like today, and even more, will do such lessons where everyone will participate in, really. And we need to talk to those video switchers up there, that we want to see the groups that are asking questions. And you prepare your big question mark, because sometimes I see some group like Moscow, there's their little tiny question mark there for the big group. And with you, it's okay, it's big. Okay? So, good luck to us all, and we're moved to the next part.
And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
Yesh od ahava ba'olam Gam im nishtakcha Gam im hisatra Gam im terem gilita et zoda יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם. היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא חיינו אתה, יש עוד אהבה בעולם.